Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buffalo Bills Football Tuesday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Rodgers going to go under center here, two receivers left, one to the right, quick snap. It's a flea flicker, back to Rodgers, looking deep, and he's dropped for the sack. Daquan Jones says, hello, Mr. Rodgers. Back to pass, Bills are on the blitz, and A.J. Epenesa has arrived in Mr. Rodgers' neighborhood. It's another sack. Snap to Rodgers, handoff to Hall, and he's walloped in the backfield by Greg Rousseau and DeJuan Smoot. A loss of one on the play. My goodness. Rodgers looking to load up. Fires deep. Rainbow down the field looking for Mike Williams. And it's intercepted. Taron Johnson. Welcome back. A humongous interception by the nickel corner.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Victory Tuesday. Buffalo Bills Football Monday slash Tuesday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Josh pointed out the Bills' social media account had a nice chirp slash tweet. Great day for New York sports, Yankees, Mets, Bills. Not bad. Not bad at all. Joe's out today. He might be waking up. He went to the game last night. Got a road win with a lot of you that might have been there as well. 803-0550-1888-552-550. Wide open segment here. We'll talk with Sal at 8 and Chris Brown at 8:30. I like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. I like it. That one works for me. Not a bad call. Not at all. The Bills were pressuring Rogers a lot of the day. He takes a lot of hits. 23 of 35, 294, two touchdowns, sacked three times. His QBR was a 57. Allen's was an 85. QBR, of course, taking scrambles and rushing touchdowns. And the Bills get 97 yards from Ray Davis on the ground. 34 from Ty Johnson. I mean, they had a pretty good day running the ball. Johnson went 4 for 34. Bills had two running backs with over a 10-yard carry, each over a 10-yard carry. Breece Hall got loose for 6.3 yards per carry, including a 42-yard scamper that was stopped by Taylor Rapp. So taking your calls, your evaluations, you know, what you thought. It was a ridiculous game. I'm going to ask a question, and then I'll get to some calls here. And this is kind of, I'll ask if anybody wants to take up this case. Am I supposed to believe that Aaron Rodgers is better at Hail Marys than another quarterback? Am I supposed to believe that? He now has completed a handful of Hail Marys. Is it not just luck? Is it not just he's played for 100 years? That's a part of it, right? Most guys would have retired by now. How many Hail Marys should you hit in a 16-year career? Is it four? Is it two? I don't buy any sort of Aaron Rodgers is good at this. The Bills have to be more aware of him for this. The best thing you can do on a Hail Mary, especially if it's Aaron Rodgers, is send a fast person to tackle him. A very, very surprising number. Next Gen Stats, they do completion probability, right? The separation of a player and the throw and where it is. The Next Gen Stats put the completion probability of the Hail Mary at 15%, which it kind of seems high to me. Shouldn't a Hail Mary be 1%? But it was 15%. And I mentioned in the first hour, last time the Bills got hit for a Hail Mary, it was Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins. And if you want to tell me I don't want to spend too many players chasing around Kyler Murray, okay, I can actually listen to that. He gets away from everybody. Rodgers, just rush the passer. Blitz. Blitz and play this big coverage where no one's going to get over the top of you, and I guess you're worried about a field goal, but man, I can't believe you would rush two. It never crossed my mind. Three would have been bad. Two. Rodgers, before uncorking that ball, had time to turn around and look behind him. Almost as if he's saying, there have to be more people here, right? There's only two? Where is everybody? I got all these guys protecting me. There's only two people here? All right. Guess I'll throw it. 803-0550. Other than that, I thought, you know, the Bills played pretty well. Rodgers did look decent, but the Bills made plays when they need to. And I want to make a point about Taron Johnson and Terrell Bernard here. Because the Bills have been, from the offensive standpoint, right, it's been a year of talking about how they're better by subtracting a great player who was too much about himself, if that's the second half of that narrative. They're better because they're all doing less. And what happened on the defensive side of the ball in the last 2 weeks is a reminder that great players make great plays. Terrell Bernard immediately goes in the lineup, and what does he do? He is a great player. And Taron Johnson, the same. You'd been missing these guys for a couple of weeks. The Bills have a nice player development system. They have guys that go in. Dorian Williams plays pretty well. When Milano's out, you know, guys go in. They're okay. They can get through. And then the great player comes back. And what do you see? Great plays. That's what Bernard gives you. That's what Taron Johnson gives you. When Ed Oliver comes back into the lineup, Ed Oliver's a very, very good player. When he comes back, if he comes back in time, you'll see the difference. And applying that to the offense, to me, is a big part of looking at this going forward. I have a few callers that have said already they think the Bills still need their help on offense, and I would agree that Allen is doing a lot of it. And Ray Davis was a nice find yesterday. Nearly 100 yards rushing. Had a big, big day for them. Was a big part of their win. So never forget, you know, the great players, what do? They make great plays. And this Bills defense for many, many years has had great players, and we are starting to get the next window, the next batch of those players. Bernard's in his second year of being a great player. Maybe Taylor Rapp is starting to really show us what he's about to be for this team. Rapp signed a one-year deal to come in here and kind of just be a guy in the mix, and then got extended for three, and right now I think he looks pretty darn good. Played a heck of a game. So great players make great plays. And if you want to win the whole thing, you're going to need that. And they've got some of those on defense. Need to find more breakout players, more contributors on the offensive side. But overall, great game. I mean, your quarterback is one of those players, of course. 803-0550 on the Hail Mary, on the penalties, on the run game. We'll get some calls in. Johnny in Buffalo. Hey, Johnny, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, great win last night. Feels good to have the division pretty much locked up. You know, I think there's a lot to... our offense is moving the ball pretty easily in the first half. Rushing game was great. Love to see Ray Davis get a good game from him. The referees and the penalties obviously were atrocious and really took the flow out of any of the Bills' flow out of the game, everything like that. Hail Mary, I mean, look, those are luck plays. I chop it up to luck. Do I think McDermott could have done better? I've been very critical of him in the past. Of course. I mean, rush more people. Put Keon Coleman on the field.
Yes.
to go knock on a ball. I mean, that's what he's there for.
Yeah,
to go up and make plays.
Listen, Johnny. Somebody wrote to me. What about Keon Coleman and Mac Hollins? And usually, I would want to say I don't want guys playing out of position. But the Bills made a point to get big, huge receivers. And I would subscribe to Keon Coleman being back there as being a good idea.
I absolutely agree. Mac Hollins, not so much. That guy can't track a ball to save his life. But I loved watching Josh there. Having Bernard back is huge. I mean, he's an all-world player, and you can tell the difference when he's on the field. But again, last night, another glaring weakness of this team, still wide receiver. If you walked out of that game and said, oh, no, we're good, I don't know what you're watching, because we have guys who can't get open. And I know Shakir is still hampered by that ankle injury.
Yep.
But what happens if, you know, I think a big part of it is depth, too. what happens if Shakir goes down again for longer, or Kincaid goes out, or, you know, your gadget guy in Curtis Samuel, who really doesn't do much other than be a gadget guy, you know, he goes down. What are your options? And I don't want to see more MVS. I don't want to see anything else, or, you know, more Mac Hollins out there. Let go get a guy. I mean, it's so glaring that we have this need. Go get Adams. Go get Cooper. Go get Shaheed, go get Deontay, go get somebody in here who can help you make it to the next level, and give Josh a guy who can help, you know, Kincaid succeed in the middle, help maybe open up Dawson Knox a little bit. I don't know. Do something so that, you know, we can get more flow on offense in the passing game. But overall, happy we won the division last night pretty much.
Thanks, Johnny. Yeah, I mean, the division is they've got a commanding lead, and the Jets' schedule is not tough. Here's one thing about receiver. If there's one team that came out of yesterday's game, I think, that needs a receiver, both of them, sure. But Mike Williams for the Jets is not working. It's not going to work. That's a game where they come out of it and say, Aaron Rodgers goes into the GM's office and says, you see what Mike Williams gave me yesterday? Make that Davante Adams. Do it now. He had 0 for 0, Mike Williams. He got targets. He got 0 for 0. Like, they need help there. I wonder if yesterday's game didn't push the Davante Adams to the Jets conversation more. Now they need it more. Now they're 2 games back. They're fighting for their playoff lives. They're all in to try and do something. I mean, we could talk about the Jets being all in to win the Super Bowl. They have the longest drought in all of sports. They'd probably like to shed that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If Aaron Rodgers at the helm, I don't know if they can do it without getting him a little bit more help. Because if they go up against good defenses, you know, Garrett Wilson is great, I think. And past that, you know, Lazard's a contributor. Breece Hall has shown that he can do some stuff. But I think that the Mike Williams we saw yesterday was going to, well, might push the Jets to go further in on Davante Adams. For the Bills, it's going to be the only thing that'll really get anybody off of this, I think, Johnny, is if Coleman starts to really, really blossom. And he's, you know, he had some nice plays yesterday. There's one catch down the sideline, the hand gets in, you'd like to see him, right? That's his kind of ball. Hey, contested catch, get up and get that. So if Coleman starts to be a bigger contributor, maybe these calls come in less about needing help at receiver, but I really think that's the only thing that'll do it, is Coleman. 803-0550. Thanks for the phone call. Steven Wheatfield. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Sorry, I was on speaker there.
You're good.
So I had a couple things. I was I actually can't watch the game when it's Monday night because I get up way too early on Tuesdays. So I watched the condensed version this morning, And it was, you know, it was a game. It was quick. You know, I in the condensed version, which is like 35 minutes, was like, are you kidding me with these flags? Because, I mean, it's just like, it made the condensed version feel long.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad it was. You know, and my thoughts are, you know, first I was thinking, I listened to Amy Lawrence this morning, too. She's on before you guys. And she played a clip of Rodgers talking about that roughing the passer that got called an Epinesa.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, that's not a penalty. And it was on, like, he's the one who got smoked by Epinesa. And he's like, yeah, that's not a penalty. That's a sack.
Yep.
So that's just, I mean, that has been for years. I feel like everyone's like, are you kidding me? Like, what are they supposed to do? So that's that. The other thing you just mentioned previously before the break, you were talking about that Allen play as he's running to his right, which is, you know, I feel like it's his signature thing. But to complete that pass to Ray Davis, I don't know how many yards it was for.
Yeah, like, it's from his own, what, like his own six maybe, all the way to the 50, I guess. Yeah.
You know, and I feel like that was like overshadowed, you know. It was just kind of like, oh, yeah, Allen just made that pass to Ray Davis. Like, that's an unbelievable throw. And he did it to Shakir a couple weeks ago against the Ravens. And he just, like, he does these plays every week that I feel like we've gotten used to, that we're, you know what I mean? Like, we're kind of used to his incredibleness, that we're just like, oh, that's Josh Allen.
Yep.
You know, but it was really, really cool to see. And especially to running back that he made that play to. So really, really good to see. I will take a win in MetLife Stadium any day of the week. Don't care how it looks. Wins are wins. Two games up on the Jets. Like everyone's saying, it looks like the AFC East is ours to lose again. So let's go get it. And, Jeremy, good luck the rest of the week, and have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. You know, the fact that it's Ray Davis makes me think, no, Matt, when he's scrambling, when Allen's doing it, which he does a lot, he's looking deep. It doesn't matter who it is. It's who's the farthest. That's who I want to throw it to. And this is, that's in his soul, right? Go back to the hilarious throw to Pat DeMarco against the Texans in the playoff game. He wasn't exactly rolling in that one, but the Shakir play against the, who was Shakir against? Arizona, no.
The Ravens.
The Ravens, thank you. The only big play they hit against the Ravens, thank you. The only big play they hit against the Ravens. What did he do? He rolled right and he looked deep. And who did he find? The guy that knows, you know what, he's probably going to throw this deep. And this time it's not, hey, Keon Coleman's down there, I'm going to wing it to Keon Coleman. Or, hey, I'm going to, let's Mac Hollins down there. It's Ray Davis. I'm throwing it 50 yards to a running back. He did it earlier against the Dolphins. Rolling right, throw to Ty Johnson. Why? He was the farthest. So, not a lot of yak on that play, but a lot of yards. And I think that's something I'm always thinking about with Allen. It's one of the reasons, as we talk about how they can best support him, you know, you make the point that we're kind of used to these plays of greatness, and I totally agree. I never want to take it for granted where I think I can just surround him with whatever. I need to give him the best I can possibly give him because he's pulling out greatness, and I'd love other greatness to be there with him. And for the Bills, that is going to be someone that finishes these plays. I mean, Davis did make the catch. Shakir did make the catch. But I know Allen is supposed to throw these screens and get the yak, and a couple of these screens yesterday were kind of rough. They love to throw them. They don't always look pretty. I think the quarterback is best served when he is looking downfield and winging it downfield. That's who he is. Rolling out right. Where do his eyes go? 40 yards down the field. He's going to start there and work his way back. And whoever's the farthest, that's where the ball's going to go more often than not. Mike in Pennsylvania up next. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Yeah, the thing that stood out to me, other than Ray Davis finally getting his opportunity to shine, which was great to see. I've been, you know, chomping at the bit to get this guy on the field more, but good for him on a primetime game to play so well. But the play of the offensive line and just some of the blocks and the strength that I've seen from Spencer Brown was just unbelievable. What a difference a year's made, because I was ready to cash that guy in maybe a year and a half ago. And just to see him dominate and protect Allen's, you know, the right side of Allen is just, it's phenomenal.
Something, Mike, it's funny, like this matchup, Deion Dawkins openly hates the Jets, and I think we've come to learn that it's Michael Clemens that he hates. He tweeted out a video of, you know, like a wrestling ring, a WWE elbow drop, and it's his face dropping an elbow on Michael Clemens of the Jets. What the Jets do, this is sometimes good, sometimes bad. The Jets bring out the Bills' desire to be mean up front, and they were mean in this game. They pushed the Jets around, right? Offensively, the game plan running the ball in this game is about as good as you could see the Bills look. That first drive, it's ramming it right down, right through the Jets' defense. And whether that's Spencer Brown or Deion Dawkins, like they see the Jets and they want to get nasty. And Dawkins took a penalty. He doesn't like Michael Clemens. I'm pretty sure that's who it was. I looked at the face and I went to the Jets roster. I'm pretty sure it's Michael Clemens. All right, 803-0550. Mo in New Jersey on Victory Tuesday. Hey, Mo, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Always nice to call on the Victory Tuesday. I have been a loss. I mean, I'm not as high on the win as I would have been low if we would have lost, but I'll take it. A couple of things I want to talk about. First things, I love the effort all the guys put in offensively, but there's still something that needs that's left to be desired from the offense, especially from our wide receivers. I know a couple of callers ago, he said the same exact thing I wanted to say, that I just think we need to go get somebody to help this offense because what we have is just not going to do it. Like, I don't think MVS showed up on the stat sheet at all. I give Curtis Samuel some credit. He has some nice plays in the game, but I still think we need somebody, a true one, that can take the top off of a coverage and help get some of that stuff underneath more wide open. There was a pass that I think it was to Kincaid that Josh missed, out in the flat. But it was an example of where if a receiver could have pulled the defender even further, maybe he could have laid it up. Whatever, it is what it is. And the other thing is, I love, like you were just talking about, I love seeing that mean streak from the guys, from the offensive line especially. But that crew last night, they took the saying, you can call a holding on every play, way too literally.
Yeah.
And it could kill the flow of the game. But the other thing is, you got to be smart. Like, you can't take a penalty on 3rd and 10 in between two quarters. Absolutely destroyed that drive. Now, obviously, we had a couple of penalties before that hurt. False starts and not covering up the end of the line. But, that's it. Especially in a tight game, shouldn't be that tight. Stupid penalty. I don't know what happened. Didn't really show what Deion Dawkins did to get a 15-yard penalty.
Thanks, Mo. They did show a little bit, what the lights are off. They're walking from one side of the field to the next as they're doing the quarter change. It didn't look to me like he was alone in what he did. I don't know if it was the language. What he did, I don't know. I mean, but we know there's a history there. I wonder if the officials are looking for that. They were looking to throw a lot of flags. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. I had something you mentioned there about needs and I know what it was. The Bills, whether Joe Brady or Brandon Bean, and this is going to be maybe nitpicky, maybe. But the idea of positionless football and hybrid players that can do a lot of things, that's all well and good. But you're never going to convince me that Dawson Knox out wide is a good idea. You're never going to convince me, ever. I think when I see you line up like that, if I'm a defense and I see you line up like that, I think, okay, this side of the field is dead. They're not coming over here. They're just trying to make this 10-on-10. And, okay, maybe that's part of the strategy, but I would think I want someone over there that I have to fear. Dawson Knox out wide. I mean, last year it's Dawson Knox, Latavius Murray. I get Ty Johnson out wide. I mean, Ray Davis did catch a pass down the field, and I get that. That's fine. But I feel like there are limitations to this positionless football as opposed to hyper specialists that would house call one if they get one. And the Bills are in the market for explosive plays. They got a couple in this game. So, like I said, a little nitpicky, but for those of you that say, you want more weapons, you want help at receiver, I'm still there. I get it. Every time Dawson Knox is lined up at receiver, I'm thinking, oh, that's where I'd like another receiver, whoever it is, or just one of the actual receivers on the team. 803-0550. Big win. Good win for the Bills. Taking your calls. It's Victory Tuesday. The East looks like it runs through Buffalo yet again. Looking for a fifth straight division title. Next up, the Titans and some Sunday routines, which will be nice. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out today. He was at the game. He's back tomorrow. Taking your calls here on WGR.
Here's the snap. Handoff goes to Hall, coming around the right side. Knifing into the backfield is Terrell Bernard for a huge tackle for loss. It's a loss of five.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.